Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. And my question is, has America gone stark, raving mad? I've never seen the like of the idiocy that we're hearing and reading and watching. The left believe whatever they want to believe, and so does the right at times. I won't give them too much slack. But the left, they have no moral compass. They have no ability to see outside their agenda box. They have a... You got to give them this. They've got a mission, and don't get in the way. They are going to get their mission accomplished. In 1973, Roe versus Wade was passed, and this nation has been fighting ever since. It's not about the rights of women. Don't be fooled. It's not about health care. There's nothing about abortion that is health care. It is about control. It is about money. It's always about money. We should have fought harder. We should fight harder now. Not dirty like the left, but harder. Expose these murderers for the money that they are getting, and don't let up. We had those videos a couple years back, and that died out. Actually, I think you're still going in through court because they were suing him. You can hate Kavanaugh for his lack of Fourth Amendment protection. That's what many on the right that don't like him are upset with him about. But you cannot hate him for his stance for life. The left tend to hate life. They believe themselves to be above the law as long as they protect the almighty abortion freedom. Not free for the dead babies, is it? Responsibility is out the door. Nasty women want to be able to lie and destroy. Nasty women want to be able to have free sex, the hippie era, and never be held accountable for their IBP, irresponsible personal behavior. That's not enough. They want you to pay for it. The FBI report might come out today. It might. Not sure how quickly the public, we will find out about it, but speaking of paying for it, I wonder how many dollars the left has forced on the taxpayers just in this circus, this donkey and elephant show. I'd personally like to throw a lot of ice on the Democrats as they continue their charade of lies. I wouldn't mind throwing a bucket of ice, not in celebration, on the Republicans for their lack of representation as they again present an idiot spending bill, ignoring the wishes of the people. While trade agreements are being made, we seem to ignore that discussion, whether it be positive or negative. While the donkey and elephant show is continuing, the Democrats are going after more tax dollars. Did you know that? Not only the earmarks, but they have another plan. And while we keep screaming, and justly so, about the lies and the lack of rule of law and the disappearance of innocent until proven guilty, the Constitution is completely ignored. Congress continues to spend to protect their own, to trample on your wishes, your rights, taking and spending your dollars without even blinking an eye. So today we're going to talk about some of the things in the economy, some of the things that are going on, and I have with me our good friend, Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading. She is our faithful sponsor here on CSC Talk Radio, and we're going to bring Melody on right now. Melody, how are you today?
I'm doing just great. How are you?
I'm doing good. You sound a little worn out. Are you getting tired of listening to all this stuff?
A little bit.
Yeah, I keep thinking tomorrow we could talk about something else, but it just keeps going and going and going. I hope
that's
everybody
all by
understands.
Design. Don't forever forget about that.
Oh,
nothing. It's all by design.
No, I don't want to hear that. Yes, it is. You're absolutely right. And I hope everybody got the joke about throwing ice, because now they need to investigate Kavanaugh because he threw ice one time. I bet he had a pillow fight or two along the way, wouldn't you?
Perhaps.
Oh, it's gone crazy. And, you know, we laugh about it, but how much is this costing? Dollars and cents. How much is this costing the American people?
It doesn't really matter, does it?
Well, not to them, but I'm starting to get a little worried about it.
Not to them. Well, it doesn't seem like the American people really worry about it either. So,
I'm an American, and I'm worried.
You know, they're certainly feeling confident. Confidence is, you know, at highs, and stock markets are at highs, so nobody really cares about what anything costs.
Tiptoe through the tulips?
Pretty much. There was a report out yesterday just about how much our debt has grown in the past year, so that brings it to a individual total of $138,000. So do you have $138,000 sitting around that you can...
No. Some days it's hard. Some days it's hard to find $3 sitting around.
And that's just you. Your husband works, so we're gonna have to include him.
Yeah.
You know, so we're at $250. Can you do that?
No. Maybe between the two of us, we can come up with $50. $50.
So, you know, so maybe we'll be able to grow ourselves out of this, I don't know. It's just a circus. And you know what? It truly is amazing. And the left is certainly exposing their colors. And,
oh yes.
You know, but they're only exposing their colors to the people that are conservative and on the right. So, the people on the left don't see anything wrong with the way they're behaving. And, you know, it's acceptable behavior. And it's just, you're right. It's just like you're talking about a different reality.
They do have, you know, I read an article this morning and I didn't want to go that direction today, but since you mentioned it,
okay.
It's Dennis Prager. And I don't know if he's a Christian writer, and he also has a talk show too, I do believe. But he's been writing about what makes the left the left, what makes them tick, so to speak. And in this particular article today, he was talking about their moral compass. And they actually, when the Democrats are running for office, they talk about the middle class. But they really, the deplorables are the middle class. And it is the deplorables that tend to run in this pack of trying to be moral. I know we fail every day, but we try to be moral. We try to do what we think is right in the eyes of God and in the law. But they see themselves as above that, and they're smarter than that, and they don't need that compass, because their compass is better. And I'm kind of paraphrasing all this. And so he's talking about how that's how they justify their violence to get their means. And he says that doesn't mean some of the people on the right aren't violent, because Dr. Ford did have death threats and such, but so has Judge Kavanaugh and his wife and his children. They've had death threats and everything. Nobody on the left ever talks about those death threats, but we have seen so much of this violence, and the paid protesters, and then the idiot protesters, that no matter what you say to them, he's still a rapist. I mean, he was never accused of rape, but he's still a rapist. So that just goes, their compass is totally different. But they justify their means, they justify their lies, their violence, just to get to their agenda, because that's what it's all about. So they will push through for that, and I'm not going to give the Republicans too much slack on that. Personally, I think if they're really truly conservatives, and we know most of them are rhinos, they'd be working and pushing harder, not playing dirty, but just exposing it all. And I see them back down so much, whether it's on our taxes, whether it's on a case like what's been going on with Kavanaugh. I don't think they should have backed down to the FBI report one more time. I mean, this man's gone through 7 FBI investigations, and now they want to investigate his ice throwing and his drinking. We're going into a break. Melody, I'm sorry I took most of that hour with my talking. We'll get to you when we come back. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. I'm visiting with Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading. DGScoins.com is how you can visit her website. That's DGScoins.com. And Melody and Beth Ann, we're going to be right back. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. Made in America is more than a slogan. It's a brand we should all look for to better this nation's economy. Liberty Tabletop is the brand of Sherrill Manufacturing, the only manufacturer of flatware in the United States of America. Liberty Tabletop creates a high-quality flatware with a competitive price using the finest quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel. Oh, by the way, the steel they use is also made in the USA. The steel is tested for lead and other toxic trace elements, so you bring to your family a safe and pure product that will last for generations. Setting your table is an important part of every meal. The patterns you choose say something about you and your family. Bring America home with Liberty Tabletop. Visit my website, csctalkradio.com, and click on their link. Call Liberty Tabletop at 1-844-386-2338. LibertyTabletop.com. Use the promo code BethAnn. We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Melody, the reason I went off on the taxes is that, you know, the Democrats are always talking about the Republicans who like to help the rich. And the Democrats are trying to pull a fast one with some state, what do they call it, state and local taxes, where the Fed up there, they wouldn't take credit for it. You know, they wouldn't get blamed for it, but to increase taxes through that, and in that, it would benefit the rich. You know, they don't like the upper 1%, and they would gain quite a little bit with tax deductions, whereas the American people would maybe get $10. Talk about crumbs. That's only one crumb. That's not even crumbs. So while we're watching this donkey and elephant show, they're still up to their tricks of taking your dollars and putting it in their pockets. You know, we talked about the earmarks a week ago, and the Democrats are trying to bring that back, which means they get more money. We have them going after Kavanaugh for alleged, everything's been proven to be a lie thus far, allegations against him, and yet you and I know we still don't know where that money is and how that's been spent out of that slush fund for, you know, to protect them from their sexual indecencies.
I mean, it's all the same. It hasn't changed.
No.
And it's not going to change. We've only been given the illusion of change, and you know, and, you know, we do get our little crumbs. We get the little carrot dangled in front of our face. We're easily manipulated.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, there's some of us that see through it, and but it is both sides. And, you know, it's... You know, I'm just kind of about worn out with it.
I can tell.
You know, because it is of both sides. And, you know, there is no draining of the swamp. There won't be until the people do the draining. You know, the people are the ones that, you know, have to do the cleaning up. And, you know, and it's not going to get done in a year. It's not going to get done in 4 years. It's not going to get done in 8 years.
Yeah.
And we don't have the people in Washington to take it any longer than that. And, you know, I don't want to be a, you know, when they say a Debbie Downer and so forth and whatnot, and because I am always positive. I like to see the little changes and so forth. It kind of gives you a little bit of, yeah, okay, you know, maybe some people are waking up. But, I mean, you know, we still have to look at the problems, and the problems are there. We're not going to have a sunny day until those problems are taken care of. It's no different than, you know, government versus our own financial situations. I mean, if you're so deep in debt and, you know, you're not getting the pay that you should be getting, it doesn't keep up with inflation. I mean, you just can't keep throwing money at it, because what are you accomplishing? You know, and you get so far over, you know, in debt, you can cut your spending, but you still can't get out of your hole. And you can get more raises, but you get so deep in that hole, it's impossible to get out. And, I mean, it is just, it truly is disgusting with what's going on in D.C., and everywhere else. And, you know, one minute we're given the information on this, the next thing you know it's changed. You know, people are being pushed back and forth.
Mm.
You know, they don't even know what to follow anymore. They follow things that puzzle me, because, you know, 10 years ago, the ones that are being followed wouldn't have any impact at all. And it's just baffling. So I stick to the fundamentals with what I know, and, you know, how we can get through this, and we're just going to watch it unfold. And, you know, this morning, this is some good news. College of the Ozarks.
Yes,
they
are
awesome. It's a working college. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It's a beautiful college.
It is.
They put God first. They put country right up there. They work their way through college. They graduate from college without any debt. Now, how good is that?
It's wonderful. And for those who aren't aware of College of the Ozarks, it's right here in Missouri, obviously,
mm-hmm.
because it's the Ozarks. And it's in a beautiful area. And they do. The kids go down there and they work.
Yes.
They work their way for their education, you know. They don't just hold up a sign, "We'll work for food." They actually literally do. And they get a good education down there.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a farm, and they have other things that they do as well. And it is a great place.
It's a beautiful place.
It's a beautiful spot.
Yeah. And I mean, so, you know, it's not the colleges of today where, you know, they use the students and to make more and more money, you know, and for their football, you know, and all that kind of stuff. It's good. I get it. But, you know, there should be more of these colleges. And I saw a little, in fact, it was on Fox this morning.
Yes, they were.
Where they had a little segment on them. And I forget about them.
Yeah, they had a little ad that they ran, I noticed, last night. In fact, my husband said, "College of the Ozarks?" I said, "Yeah, I've seen their ads here
mm-hmm.
a few times. We need to get them on the air here." But it's, they're a fantastic college down there. They really are. So College of the Ozarks, we'll give them a little plug. Thank you.
Yes, and, you know, so that is a bright spot, because it is changing, you know, our future, you know, I don't want to call them kids, but with these students, you know, going there and getting the right backing and so forth. So, yeah, great. So that's my bright spot.
Well, that is a bright spot.
Yes, it is. Yes.
And there are a few of those around. You know, the society wants these kids to believe. They have to go to school and take all this college, and we see what those professors are teaching them. And you pay. They come out of there in such huge debt that they can't get out of that debt for a long, long time. And we're not just talking a couple of years. We're talking it takes them a long time to get out of that debt. And they take a lot of courses that aren't necessary.
Mm-hmm.
And yep. These professors are paid a lot of money that
yep.
they don't really deserve. I saw one last night go off. He's a lefty. And I saw him go off on one of the Fox shows. You know who she is, Laura Ingraham. And I was yelling at Laura. I said, why don't you just cut him off? He's so disrespectful. He's just yelling and screaming at her. And why do they allow them even to talk? And I've got this article. We need to ignore most of it and push forward what we know to be true and just and to be needed in this land. That I've got this Gallup poll, Hillary's favorability is a record low. Well, who cares? Who cares where her favorability is? Why are we bothering with this stuff? I mean, let's move on. She lost. Let's quit giving her kudos. Let's quit giving her any press. Same thing with Obama. Quit talking about him. Let him go out and do what he wants to do. Quit talking about him. Let's push on with what we know is right. And I don't mean on the right side. I mean right and righteous under the sight of God and our Constitution. We know that our money needs to be backed by gold. So let's push forward on that. Let's start asking them about that instead of some of this other trash we're asking them. Okay, I'm sorry. I went off again.
Do you feel better, my friend?
I do. Thank you. The burden's been lifted.
Well, you know, I mean, you're absolutely correct. And, I mean, that's what's so frustrating. It's because let's just move on. Let's get over the, you know, hey, you know, but, I mean, you see it from both sides.
Oh, yeah. There's a bill.
You know, and you're right. And to some degree, I could say, well, yeah, Laura was just allowing them to expose themselves to see how stupid they are. But the thing of it is, nobody sees them as stupid, though, except a few. And nobody counteracts their stupidity. And it's baffling. And you know, it's interesting because I think when you did my show last week, we talked about how this country is being divided.
Oh, gracious.
And this was at the time when it was Thursday when they just started their hearings and so forth. And I says, well, this hearing is much more about being divided than just the hearing themselves. And it's interesting because in a lot of news programs since then, I've heard where this has been coming up, where, you know, it's the division in this country anymore. And this was more than just about the hearing between Kavanaugh and Dr. Ford.
Absolutely it is. And we've been divided for a while. We're going to talk about that when we come back. If you want to, we'll talk about this division. But it started a long time ago when they started.
Absolutely.
When they started separating us and labeling us,
yep,
that was the beginning of the division, and it's all for a purpose. It's all by design. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. I'm visiting today with our good friend Melody Cederstrom. She's also a sponsor of the show with Discount Gold and Silver Trading. And visit her website by going to dgscoins.com or give her a call right here at 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. I injured my neck in the late 1980s. My life changed with the pain and the spasms. Other than that, I was perfectly healthy, but pain kept me from resting. One doctor recommended an expensive pillow. It was cylinder-shaped. He told me I'd have to take the stuffing out because I was too small for it. I tried that pillow, and it didn't work. Through the years, I tried other pillows, and they might work for a short time, and I ended up pitching them out of bed. In December, my husband bought a MyPillow for me. I was skeptical for obvious reasons. I'm still using the MyPillow. It's a record, and I'm sleeping better and waking up feeling better. It didn't heal the neck from the injury, but it calmed the spasms. I personally endorse MyPillow, but don't buy it off the rack. Call them at 1-800-978-6168 or visit their website, MyPillow.com. They have a different feel consistency to fit your sleep style, belly, back, or side. MyPillow is a sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, but you have to use the promo code BethAnn. With a 60-day guarantee, there's nothing to lose. MyPillow.com. Promo code BethAnn.
There's nothing wrong with global communication. After all, high tech has made our world seem smaller. But now we hear terms such as global governance. Henry Lamb's book, A Short Course in Global Governance, is a clear education, indeed, regarding the importance of knowing and understanding global governance. Do you believe the UN should have power over the United States or any other nation? With global governance, there is no sovereign United States of America. Read firsthand and learn the true agenda of global governance. America says, private property shall not be taken for public use without just compensation. However, global governance says, private ownership of land contributes to social injustice. Public control of land use is indispensable. Learn more now. A Short Course in Global Governance is only $7.50. Visit our online store at csctalkradio.com or send $7.50 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018 for your A Short Course in Global Governance.
Made in America is more than a slogan, it's a brand we should all look for to better this nation's economy. Liberty Tabletop is the brand of Sherrill Manufacturing, the only manufacturer of flatware in the United States of America. Liberty Tabletop creates a high-quality flatware with a competitive price using the finest quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel. Oh, by the way, the steel they use is also made in the USA. The steel is tested for lead and other toxic trace elements, so you bring to your family a safe and pure product that will last for generations. Setting your table is an important part of every meal. The patterns you choose say something about you and your family. Bring America home with Liberty Tabletop. Visit my website, csctalkradio.com, and click on their link. Call Liberty Tabletop at 1-844-386-2338. LibertyTabletop.com. Use the promo code BethAnn.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned to listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading. We talk about a lot of things, and a lot of things do precurse or go hand in hand, parallel with the mess we're seeing in this nation, the debt we're seeing in this nation, the division we're seeing in this nation. And I was going to say, this division's been going on a long time, and it's really sad because, you know, we get up and we say this pledge of the United States of America, and we claim we're all united, and then we're screaming and shouting at each other in elevators. Of course, I have to laugh at the paid ones, the paid protesters. And but when they started... Even with these polls, it insults me that they divide us between our genders, between our Christianity, our levels of wealth, our jobs, where we live. All of that divides us. It doesn't unite us. And that bothers me. And I think this has been, obviously, it's been designed to keep us separated, to keep us confused. Don't you think?
Absolutely. Divide and conquer. And that's certainly, I believe, You know, and because we're all the same. I mean, we should all be, I mean, there shouldn't be sides, you know, because we all want what's right for the country and for the citizens of this country. And but this is where we're at today. And, I mean, they know how to, they're very good at what they do. But the problem is there's so many people in this country who don't see that as being intentionally divided, that is part of the agenda. They do see it as us against them, and we are right, they are wrong, on both sides.
Oh, yeah.
And, the signs that we're seeing is how long is this going, what is going to be the catalyst that brings us all to a head? What is that, where do we go from here, ladies and gentlemen? Where do you go from here? What's the next step? It's not going to pull back. It's not going to get better.
No.
We're going to reach a peak.
I think it's going to go.
Absolutely.
It's going to get to the point of an all-out and out civil war and a total collapse of our economy.
Absolutely. And I don't think we're that far away. And look at the stock markets. They're hitting record highs. Really? On what? Yes, we've seen jobs come back in this country. Yes, we've seen a little bit better GDP. Yes, they're predicting a 230,000 job gain for the month of September. And we're heading into the holiday season. It's going to be distorted. You just had UPS and, gobs of other places that are saying, well, we're hiring our seasonal work.
Yeah.
That it's all going to be, it's very easily explained. Is it good? Of course it's good. But let's look beyond today. Let's look beyond next month. Let's look beyond next year and so forth. Where are we headed? It's great today, and that's what most people see is what's great today. But so you do have to protect what you've worked so hard for.
Yeah, we tend to not be visionaries here as Americans anymore. We live for the now.
Yes, and I mean, the federal debt I was talking about increased by $1.2 trillion in fiscal 2018. The total federal debt started the fiscal year at 20, and I'm just rounding these numbers out. I'm not going to bring it to the cents. The total federal debt started the fiscal year at 20.2. That was according to the Treasury, and finished the fiscal year at 21.5. And the fiscal year ended on September 30th. So, again, I mean, it's just like, and what do we get from it? What do we have from it? No infrastructure was created.
No, it's not bad.
Tax cuts, tax cuts. Well, whether you're wealthy or not, I'm glad, you've been helped by it. We've seen, the big hooray is Amazon.
Oh, yeah, $15 an hour now. I'm going to go work for them.
$15 an hour.
Well, they were.
He even gave $2 billion away. He finally started giving his money away.
$2
billion. He's the richest man in the world.
He was exposed for his hypocrisy. He was exposed for what he was doing to his employees, and he was forced to start paying them.
And do you know how many government contracts that man gets?
Yeah.
So, who is he protecting? And I get, it is part of business. It's business. I get that. But just do the truth. Instead of make everybody believe that, and of course, his vision is automation. So you can't tell me when he's increasing wages to $15 that there aren't people losing their jobs to automation, to technology.
So
we don't get all the details. So it sounds great. We can applaud him, and I'm sure the people that are getting those raises, yeah, great, that's super. I'm happy for them. But maybe not the ones that lost their jobs so they could get, because it ain't coming out of their pockets, ladies and gentlemen. And when he gave $2 billion to charity, it's like you and I spending $300 or something like that. So there was actually a report on fund Bezos when you're the wealthiest man in the world, how, you know, by spending $2 billion, you know, what it would be like for us, you know, and how much would we be spending, you know, in the same relationship. Mm-hmm. And it was kind of interesting. Does it mean anything? No, it was just interesting. But to kind of give us an idea just what $1 billion is and what being a billionaire is all about. And, you know, so they don't think quite like we do.
No,
so it was a big increase in the debt. Some good news is, let me see if I can bring it up, is the U.S. Treasury, not the U.S. Treasury, but the Mint. On the annual basis last month, there were 20,500 ounces sold of gold, and that was 44% higher than last year. So that was a great great month for September for selling of the ounces of gold at the U.S. Mint. On top of that, the silver market is looking better and better with the 2.9 million one-ounce American Silver Eagles were sold in September, and those were the best results since January. So 2.9 million one-ounce American Silver Eagles were sold last month. That monthly sales figure went up by 47% from August. So, you know, we had a nice little uptick in the purchasing and the demand for one-ounce American Silver Eagles. And even when you compare it to last year, it's up significantly. And, of course, the surge in demand was followed by the U.S. Mint's announcement at the beginning of September that they had temporarily sold out of the 2018 American Silver Eagles. So that's great news, great news. Maybe we can get some upticks in the price for silver and gold with the demand picking up a little bit. You know, certainly not where it should be, but.
Well, one thing I was saying earlier in a previous segment was that we need to make noise. We need to start working harder. We need to start trying harder. We didn't try hard enough with the abortion issue back in 1973. We just chucked it up to politics, and here we are. We've been fighting as a country ever since. There is a bill that's lingering regarding putting us back on the gold standard. Most people don't know about it. Nobody's making any noise about it because we're so busy with the ooh shiny distractions going from every which direction. And that's something I think we ought to be thinking about as well. I know that we've talked about it a little bit, you know, several times here. But it's just there's so much that we could be making noise about that it really would impact us that we're not making noise about. And you know, folks, it's up to us. Like Melody said earlier, we've got to start taking responsibility for our own financial behavior and position in retirement, because things aren't going to keep going the way they're going. There's going to be a change, and it's going to be drastic, and I think it'll happen fast. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio with Melody and Beth Ann. 877-895-5410 is the number to call, and Melody and Beth Ann will be right back.
Right home, I got it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free. And I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-978-6168 now and use promo code BethAnn to take advantage of Mike's buy one, get one free deal. The offer expires August 1st, so don't delay. Order now by calling 1-800-978-6168 or go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code BethAnn.
There's nothing wrong with global communication. After all, high tech has made our world seem smaller. But now we hear terms such as global governance. Henry Lamb's book, A Short Course in Global Governance, is a clear education, indeed, regarding the importance of knowing and understanding global governance. Do you believe the UN should have power over the United States or any other nation? With global governance, there is no sovereign United States of America. Read firsthand and learn the true agenda of global governance. America says private property shall not be taken for public use without just compensation. However, global governance says private ownership of land contributes to social injustice. Public control of land use is indispensable. Learn more now. A short course in global governance is only $7.50. Visit our online store at csctalkradio.com or send $7.50 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018 for your A Short Course in Global Governance.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the Range. Listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Melody. This isn't Melody. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting with Melody. See how confused
I
am.
I'm really worried now.
So am I.
Hey.
No. I mean that I don't know who I am. We're both short. We both have kind of reddish brown hair. I think, we've seen one, you've seen the other. So. Anyway, we're back from
we're
the
back.
Break. And we were talking about, it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. We know that something's going to happen. And we're not trying to be doomer and gloomers. We just know that there is a cycle of things. And right now, this is you can't keep blowing that balloon up. It's going to pop eventually. And so let's talk about what we should do, Melody.
I mean, truly, you know, I couldn't sell gold and silver if I didn't believe in, if I didn't understand money, and because I'm not a con person to where I can, I'm not a hardcore, salesperson and, high pressure and all that, I can't sell igloos to Eskimos, so, but I know the truth. And I know my product, and I know money, and I know how it works, and I see their debt, and I understand debt. And I think gold and silver is the only way that you can preserve your purchasing power through these times. It's interesting that I was reading through the New York Times article or report or whatever you want to call it about Trump and his father, and they're converting the money that his father gave to President Trump in today's terms, in today's value. And I thought that's the only time they ever include inflation You know, usually they'll, you know, they don't want to include inflation, and then they tell us we have no inflation, and they tell us nothing is, you know, our dollars purchase the same thing and so forth. You know, they don't, you know, we, as long as we make it to spend it, everything is okay. But when I was reading that article, I was like, oh, in today's terms, you know, his father gave him $400 million. So, well, it's the first time I ever heard a, you know, the other side use inflation as you know, in reference to, you know, to something like that. So, and that's exactly what we have. It just shows how little our currency, because it's not money, our exchange paper that we use, how little and how much it's lost, how little value it has, and that just how much it has lost in that value. So by owning gold and silver, it will protect you against that. And, you know, I do see it. I mean, you can't help but read day after day. You have all of these, you know, so-called these billionaire investors. You just had Stan Druckenmiller. And he says the next financial crisis is going to be worse than the last one, in the Great Recession of 2008, due to the soaring levels of debt. This massive debt problem we have. Even Warren Buffett, and I'm no fan of these people, but they're coming out and they understand where it's heading. Warren Buffett said, yeah, it's going to be worse than 2008.
And, you know, the American people that have been able and to, and I'm not putting this down at all, and the only reason we call it crumbs is that's what Pelosi called it, and it's not an extremely big amount of tax return, but these crumbs that the American people are getting, they haven't been saving them. They haven't been putting it to use. They've been spending. It's just more to spend, and that doesn't fix the problem at home either.
Well, I even have questions on the number of crumbs, because why would debt be, why would personal debt, credit card debt, be increasing to records, beating out 2008 if there was enough tax credits coming through to help them? They're so tiny, if any, just
well,
as you said.
Because
or we wouldn't
spending.
Have those credit card rates or those credit card debts rising.
Because
healthcare.
They think they can spend more. I mean, they're doing just the same thing that Congress is doing. You know, I get a little more, I'm going to spend more. You know, and they're not spending what they get. They're spending more than what they get, whether it's a $50 crumb, a $500 crumb, or a $5,000 crumb. You know, it doesn't matter. They're going to spend it and more because they think, oh, I'm getting a little bit more, but they don't look at it logically.
And this is what confidence will do to you. Confidence can destroy you if you believe that things are, you know, things will be better tomorrow. That's what happens with when people have adjustable rate mortgages. You know, today they're doing great. They're planning their future. They're planning, oh, in 5, 8, 10 years, you know, I'm going to have, you know, so many raises and we'll be a little bit better off and so forth. And they plan that. They plan on all the good things that are going to happen. Rarely do they ever plan on worst case scenario. And usually you're going to have adjustments, particularly when you're younger. You're going to have these adjustments as you go through your career. You change jobs and jobs are lost. You're laid off. You're going to have these adjustments and an extra baby comes along or something. And, you know, next thing you know, that adjustable rate is due. You get adjusted and, you know, and all of a sudden you can't afford your payment now. And the next thing you know, you lose your home. And you can't keep up with the payments because you didn't save. You didn't, you know, because things continue to get more expensive. So we don't have any savings in this country. Health care. You know, no one talks about health care anymore.
Well, they are now that elections are gearing up because
they want
Obamacare back. And we've only got about a minute and 20 seconds. Do you have something that you want to, a special or anything that you want to share with the listeners today?
We do have a $425. This was actually priced a couple days ago before we saw the moves in gold and silver. We have 90% silver, $25 face value, and a 1/10 ounce American Gold Eagle. It includes your shipping costs, and that's $425. 90% silver is 50-cent pieces, and of course the 1/10 ounce American Gold Eagle. Most of them I have in inventory are 2018, so they're new. So,
okay.
Great little package,
$425,
includes your shipping costs. So they can call us at 1-800-375-4188.
That's
and we didn't have any callers today.
We didn't. They're all infatuated with us. 1-800-375-4188 is Discount Gold and Silver Trading's office number, 1-800-375-4188. Go to Melody's website, which is dgscoins.com. That's dgscoins.com. Or you can visit my website and just click on her icon. It'll take you right there. Sign up for her newsletter. She's got lots of good stuff in that and lots of different writers. And one day I'll be back there.
We're still waiting for you.
I know you are. You scared me away is what you did.
Oh,
we are.
No.
You didn't. I've just been busy trying to get things done here. Thank you, Melody. We are out of time. I appreciate you being here with us so much. Again, it's 1-800-375-4188. She has a special for today, but you can talk to her about any kind of need or trade or buy that you want and see what she can do for you. 1-800-375-4188. You've been listening to CSE Talk Radio. We don't want us to be divided. We want us to be united. It doesn't matter where you are, who you are, or what you believe. We need to be united as a people. And that's the only way we can help one another and bring America home.
CSE Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSE Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSE Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. CSCTalkRadio.com. CSCTalkRadio.com.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our
states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSE Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csetalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.